Merry meet everyone, and welcome to Circle of the Eclipse podcast. Today I'm going to start out with doing an oracle reading, and I actually have four different decks that I'm going to be using. Three of them I've made myself. One of them is a flower deck, one of them is a element deck, and one of them is just a general deck that I made for my first one. And the fourth deck is called Healing with the Fairies, and it's by Doreen Virtue. And it's a lovely deck, beautiful artwork done in it. And I have my candle lit and my incense lit. Today on Witches United, I actually participated in candle lighting. And what we do for our candle lightings is basically similar to in the Christian perspective as everyone gathering for prayer on one specific topic. And so what we do with candle lighting is basically everybody lights a candle, or if you can't, just put positive energy and a positive message into your just into the chat, into the group, or into the universe itself. And sometimes we'll dedicate it to people who have specific things that they want us to do for them, or specific things that they want us to almost pray for them in a way, if that makes sense. Prayer in a pagan sense is almost the same as Christian prayer, although we're not entirely only praying to the Christian God or anything like that. We're praying to many different things depending on the witch. For me, I will call upon elements and angels, along with different deities that I work with, in hopes that they will help me along or help somebody else along with this issue. And so today's candle lighting was specific to closet witches, and hopes that people who are either closet witches due to their environment or due to any other type of reasons, or just have a really hard time being their authentic self. This was just positive energy sent out to them for anybody who's dealing with struggling being able to be themselves in any type of situation. And so I'd like to send positivity your way today also. Alright, so on with the reading. We have Happily Ever After, Strength, Tulip, and Tulips mean hidden significance of events, people, and things. And the element is water for these different cards. So what I'm feeling from this is that there may be some type of significant thing that's tugging on your emotions somewhere, but the strength that you put into standing up for yourself and staying true to yourself, and, you know, even with all these emotions, because water is on the emotional side, you still have a happily ever after. So this is actually pretty on point along with closet witches, because a lot of closet witches have very, very hard time being into themselves and not being able to express anything else about themselves, because they have to keep it hidden, basically. And especially from your family, it's really difficult. Some people will actually have to keep it hidden from their spouses too, even as an adult, and that can be very, very draining, to not be able to be your true self with the one that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. Alright. So again, love and light to all of you dealing with any of those emotions today. And I'm going to move on to different angel numbers. So if you have ties with angels, or you know or believe in angels in some sort of way, they like to communicate through numbers. Well, at least, I'm not sure if this is all angels, because I just know from the multiple people that I know usually get numbers, or, me specifically, I get numbers as well as prophetic dreams from them as well. So some of the numbers that you will see are 0, which is increase your present awareness. And then 1 is stay positive. And this is also saying that your thoughts create. So if you're ever in a negative mindset, then your thoughts will create that negativity. That's the same way that affirmations work. If you constantly tell yourself that you're sick and or you're getting sick, then you will start to feel really bad. And if you're like, hey, I'm going to beat this, I'm going to get out of this, then you're staying positive and your thoughts will create that and manifest it for you. So the number 2 says stay optimistic and keep faith. So if you keep faith that your guides will help you, or you keep faith that you are on the right track and stop worrying about it, that's what your guides want you to know if you see the number 2. So for the number 3, it's we are with you. And your guides love to let you know, hey, we are with you. We want you to know that you are totally fine. Number 4 means you have access to angelic guidance and healing. Number 5 means change is in the air. And I've been seeing number 5 a lot lately, and that's also because my daughter's due in March, and this is very close. I'm actually a couple of weeks away from that. So I've been seeing a lot of 5, and I've been seeing a lot of 4 because we're also, me and my husband and daughter and my brother-in-law have been trying to move into a new house. And so 4 and 5 are an example of something that I've been seeing for quite a while now, as just those specific numbers from my angels telling me, hey, we've got your back. We're going to help you through this. Everything's fine. Change is coming, and it's a positive change. So number 6 is find balance between material and spiritual. There's a lot of times when if you're not balanced correctly, you will start to be a little too on the side of material things, which is not necessarily bad. It's okay to be into material stuff. But it's also really important to look into your spiritual self as well. And that's what the angels would like you to know, is that you need to start speaking to your guides more, meditating more, and being in your mind instead of constantly just setting your thoughts and emotions aside and your spirit aside. Because your higher self is trying to speak to you also. And if you don't spend time to meditate, you won't be able to listen to your higher self or your spirits. Okay, number 7 means luck. You're on the right track. The door is open. So, 7 is a very, very popular number for being lucky in general. Just in general. And, so if you're starting to see 7s, especially if you're seeing multiple 7s, your luck is so good, you should probably try to get a lottery ticket. All right, number 8, infinite abundance. This can mean a lot of different things. It doesn't necessarily have to mean financially. You could have an infinite abundance of love and infinite abundance of protection and luck and an abundance of just people around you just sending you so much love and so much light. All right, number 9 is it's time to get started and take action. So sometimes you need a little bit of a nudge and being like, yo, by the way, we're letting you know you're good, you got everything, you've got to go ahead and make your move. This would be what the number 9 would symbolize. If you're seeing the number 10, this is saying you need to start honoring your intuition. This means that if you keep doubting yourself, even though you have this really intense gut feeling that this is going to happen or this is what you need to do, but you try to do the opposite, you need to start honoring your own intuition, because if if you don't, you won't be able to trust yourself. And if you can't trust yourself, then you're going to have a hard time trusting anybody else around you. Number 12 is success is in the air. So you might have put yourself out there for an interview, and if you start seeing the number 12, this can say, hey, you've got the interview, you've got the job, you're good. The number 13 means divine feminine is with you and supports you. So divine feminine would be along the lines of like the moon, or you know, any other deity that's female, etc. Those would all, and the female, feminine qualities such as water and earth, that means emotions, etc. And then for earth, that would mean, you know, the world around you, the physical world, that would be earth. It's the divine feminine would be there and supporting you. So the earth is supporting you in that sense. It would be like, hey, take what you need from the world. You know, we're putting out for you. You've got money coming in. You've got food coming in. If you're out of food, whatever, something along those lines. So if you're seeing double digits that are the same number, so such as 33, it would mean you're powerfully supported and helping those do the same. If you start seeing triple digits that are the same number, such as 222 or 333, this would mean the number is supercharged. So let's say it's 4, and it's saying that you have access to the angelic guidance and healing. This would mean that it's ultra, like, hey, you have access. And for 7, if you see 3 sevens, that means your luck is intense. So if you start seeing a sequence that's like 2, 2, 3, 4, then you would be able to either use each of those numbers individually, or you would take those numbers and add them to each other. So 2 plus 3 plus 4, and then you would take that number, and if it goes above the number 9, then you would want it to, like, say it's 11, or sorry about that, let's say it's like the number 30, you would want to take 3 and then just add it to 0 again, and so that way it would just be 3, and it would be we are with you. So that's how number sequences work that aren't the same number. All right. Now, the rest of this episode, I want to talk about the different creatures in the Fey Realm as requested from my friend Alex, who's very interested in different creatures and, you know, mythology, etc. All right. So my first one that resides in the fairy realm is centaurs, and centaurs are half horse and half human. Most of them are male, but some of them can be female, but it's just that you're mostly seeing male because of the aspect of strength that they are presenting. Their origin is actually from Babylonia, and they're seen as guardians there, but when you look in the Greek mythology, they were very violent. They represent change due to them being half animal and half human. So this is a change in consciousness away from the animalistic. There are some that are a change towards animal, or the split between intelligence, but this one is moving away from intelligence towards the positive, or moving away from animalistic towards intelligence. They also represent sexuality and just sexual in general, like your sexual self versus sexuality. And what I mean by the difference in that is you have a sexual energy of yourself, but you also have a sexuality. So say your sexuality is going towards who you're more drawn to, which would be either male or female or both, or you don't see gender or something like that. That would be sexuality. So they also bring the promise of new life. Sorry about that, guys. I had to pause because my husband needed to call me and ask me something about my daughter, who is downstairs with him at the moment. Alright, so let's move on to dragons. In Christianity, dragons were a symbol of evil and the epitome of power. They're also composites of other animals and can be multi-headed or can also shapeshift. And in a previous episode, I talked about the fact that if you burn basil, you will attract small dragon spirits that are very, very tiny, but they will be very, very protective and very powerful. They derive from the Greek word drakon, or drakon, which means serpent, and funny enough, it means great worm also. They're guardians and also have guarded the sacred grove of the Golden Fleece. And the significance of them guarding hidden treasure also means that they're gardening hidden wisdom. So the basilisk dragons breathe fire, and they also have deadly venom. Their looks can actually kill, and if a human sees first, then they can live. But if a that specific dragon, if they see you first, then you will die. And in this sense, if you're encountering them, the death would mean the death of an aspect in your life, and you know, something else being brought back up. So in this sense, it could be, let's say that you are about to turn into an adult and you're about to be of age and everything, and you're going to have to move out, etc. This would be one of those things. Your child days are over, you're moving on with your life and you're being out in the world as an adult. Their skin can actually repel snakes and spiders, and if you rub silver with the ashes, it will become gold. They can also protect your home, so if you invite them into your house, especially if you're out traveling, etc., then they will bring about this very eerie presence to the house, in a sense of nobody will actually want to even encounter it because they don't want to. They just feel so uneasy and so off with your house. So it's very good to keep them in there and to keep them protecting your valuables and just your home in general from anybody, from any intruders. They're associated with each element, so there's also even water and cloud dragons also. The Imperial dragons are the most powerful, and they actually hold a pearl, and this pearl is magical and can bring abundance to anything. So if you brought food to it, then your food would be multiplied. They typically have gold eyes, and they also hear better than most creatures, so their hearing is pretty up there on the scale, which is really intense, because if you think about how good some creatures can hear, such as bats, that's really intense. They signify your energies and senses will be amplified. So in an encounter, this would be what it would be signifying. And then when encounters, I don't mean like, this could be during, sorry, I live in the city and I'm pretty sure you were able to hear that. There are some assholes that like to ride by, and I'm in my room, and it sucks because even though the window's closed, you can hear some people that are super loud, and like, it's just so irritating. So with an encounter, this can be in a dream, this can be during meditation, this can be in a lot of different ways. When you encounter them, this would signify your energies and your senses being amplified. So if you have a sense that's a psychic sense that you use, such as clairvoyance or clairaudience, etc., something like that, then this means your encounter is saying, hey, you're about to have an amplification of that specific energy, or just your energies in general. For me, I'm an empath, and I'm also cognizant. I can't say the word correctly, but when you're more knowing than most people, so it can be intuitive or it can be cognizant, that would mean that I'd be way more intuitive than I already am. They also symbolize wisdom and strength and spiritual power. They symbolize greater strength and guardianship in your life when having an encounter. Moving on to giants. Giants are in so much lore. It's ridiculous. They're in the Bible. They're everywhere. And the thing about giants is they can actually take human emotions and totally flip them around, mirroring them. And they're neither good or bad, but they will amplify anything, intentions that you put on them. So if you're thinking, hey, this giant is scary, this giant is going to kill me or something like that, you're going to amplify that scariness of them, and they're going to show you a scary side, and that can be really bad. That just shows how powerful your mind can actually be. That's just... Also, think about it this way, the whole saying, you know, like making a mountain out of a molehill, you know, if you think, oh, this is going to be easy, it's not that big of a deal, once I get to the top, you know, I'll have conquered it, then it'll be easier than if the entire time you're just saying, oh my God, this is so irritating, this is too much, I don't think I can do it, then you're going, you know, you're making a mountain out of a molehill at that point. And this is basically the same thing as the giants. So there's different types, such as hills, mountains, rivers, and forest giants. And they hold the keys to wisdom and power. And they're also symbols of the the forces of nature. And they, actually, Bigfoot and the Yeti are associated with the Fae realm, which are types of giants. And they blend into their background. That's why Bigfoot is seen as being in the woods, and they're usually woody colors. And Yeti is usually seen as very, very white and very snowy looking. So this can teach proper perspective. If you put your perspective in line, like I said earlier, if you're starting to think more positive on something, then your perspective is going to draw that out and manifest it. They're also very good tutors and protectors. And again, the only time that they're negative is if you are afraid of them and you think that they're negative. Cyclopses are representations of drawing your third eye out. So if you aren't entirely aware, your third eye is your pineal gland, basically. And when you start using your psyche, you're going to start feeling a pressure in the middle of your forehead, and that's where your pineal gland is. And you'll start feeling like it's opening, per se, where that would be your third eye. And that's what the cyclops represents. So our next one is mermaids and mermen. Mermaids and mermen are very common also. They're beautiful, half human, half fish, and sometimes they have two legs. It just depends on having some more assholes on my road again. They can get very, very loud. This is what sucks sometimes about living in the city and being on a major road also. Sometimes they can have two tails as well. They also sing very beautifully, and encounters can either enrich you or endanger you. And this also depends entirely on your grounding. If you're not grounded properly, you can be endangered and you can be enticed. But for the most part, if you're grounded, you will be able to have a very good experience with them. They're very faithful protectors and guardians, and they're avengers of women. They help you with tolerance, separation of animal and intellect. So any of your animal instincts, they will help you separate from those and pull from those into a higher wisdom. They can also grant wishes and bestow psychic powers. They can reveal treasures that you have hidden inside of you and teach you wisdom. Sirens are also sort of like mermaids in a way. They're more associated with water, but they're more so, a lot of people associate them with the negative sides of water. They're very enticing music players. They're closely depicted to nymphs. Sometimes they can be depicted as bird women also. They symbolize death and rebirth of a aspect in our lives. So if you're seeing an encounter with them and they draw you to their death, etc., something like that, that would be, you know, the death of an aspect in your life and then the rebirth. They may bring knowledge and power of words to you. So with song, with poetry, anything along those lines. Their songs are what make them beautiful, and they're actually depicted as very unattractive when they're not singing, and this shows that they hold the key of inner beauty despite appearance. And inner beauty is something that can make you beautiful. That's another reason why I like to do self-love spells, because the more you love yourself, the brighter you will shine, the more confident you are, your spirit will just glow with passion and glow with love and just light. It's just so wonderful when you start to realize that what's inside of you matters more than what's outside of you. So moving on to griffins. Griffins are combinations of animals, but the most common way of depicting them is just saying that they're a part mammal and part bird. They can be part lion, part eagle, or anything, but it's just easier to say part mammal and part bird. Because of this, they represent heaven and earth. They're protective and gentle and can be a vicious avenger. They will be very, very vicious to avenging anything that comes across somebody that they're very protective over. They're actually guardians of the fairy realm. So again, if you harm a fae or if you do anything bad, you might want to watch out, because griffins are very vengeful. They will take forms as storms, etc., something along those lines. They're faster than lightning. So after an encounter with one, you can usually see a feather, and it may be a gift to you, or it's a possibility that you just happen to have found it, and it will be a very beautiful feather. After a true encounter, or during a true encounter, there will be a thunderstorm and lightning. Feathers hold their powers, so anytime they drop one, if you happen to be able to retrieve one and keep it, they will hold the powers of the griffin. They are symbols of great power and magic, and symbols of a new road beginning in your life. It's also symbols of time to take action, and they are linked, they're helping with linking psychic to everyday activities. So somebody who just, you know, is intuitive, for example, that would be along the lines of psychic. If you're using that in your everyday activity, that would be an example of that. Moving on to a phoenix. So the phoenix sacrifices itself to fire and rose from the ashes. The fiery appearance also comes with a long plumage, and they will have, I believe, 5 feathers. I will look at that in a minute, but they also have a pheasant-like head. Yes, they have a harmony of 5 notes and 5 colors in their plumage, and they're linked to worshiping the sun god Ra. In Christianity, they're linked to Jesus when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave. Usually only one is alive at a time, and they will live for only 500 or only 500. They will live for up to 500 years, and that's when their living will stop, and they will lay a golden egg, and then they will completely be consumed by fire and rise. There are symbols of immortality, love, eternal youth, self-sufficiency. Spring, autumn are, spring and autumn are good times to be able to come in contact with a phoenix. Myrrh is a fragrance that will draw it, and if you're having an encounter with a phoenix, this usually means that you're having a rebirth in your life. All right, a sphinx. Now, a sphinx is a lion body with a head of a human, and in some cases can be the head of a bird of some kind. It just depends on the specific culture. They are symbols of divine knowledge and raising new heights and perspectives. They're guardians of ancient mysteries, and if you don't solve their riddle, it can result to death, which signifies the misuse of knowledge. So this would be if somebody's giving you knowledge, and you're not, or giving you something and you have the knowledge to be able to solve it, and you're not doing it properly, but you're not looking through it enough, and you're just kind of racing to be able to get through, then it can be detrimental to you. So that's that significance. Higher wisdom, education, and the art of prophecy and oracles. So they will help with prophetic dreams, prophetic anything along those lines, and oracles. Oracle readings would be similar to tarot cards, but oracles are more so the bigger message. Tarot cards are more so the little details inside the big message. So they're symbols of knowledge, beauty, past and present. They reveal potential of any love. This can be negative or positive. And they also reveal mysteries of sex and birth. All right, moving on. The last creature in the Fae realm that I have written down is the unicorn, and they're representations of enchantment and power. They have many universal significances to different cultures, etc. But the most common depiction of them is a horse with a spiral horn. And this is also more so, one of the depictions due to the fact of, hey, why not? There's a lot of different animals with horns. Why not a horse be able to have one? So, you know, chances. They are with the world of dreams and imagination. They are symbols of the sun and long life, and humanity's longing for the mysteries of the unattainable. So a death of a unicorn would symbolize the loss of innocence. They keep their treasures in a cedar box and they lay under an apple tree. They symbolize purity, gentleness, innocence, and the true power of sexuality. They're also really good with helping you learn alchemy. Their presence, just their presence, can purify water, and they will help you truly free your imagination. And once that is achieved, you can completely open the fairy realm entirely. All right, everyone, I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. If there's anything else that you guys would like me to speak of, please feel free to message me. You can email me. My email is in the description. Love and light to you all. And again, I have lit my candle for all of you out there who's struggling with being your authentic self. Love and light.